What's up, everybody? You know what it is, another episode of Hell's Kitchen. Super excited because we finally have a full house. We have a guest. Two people are going home. It's about to go down. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All of us together, guys. Get it, Lem. Come on, give it to us. Come on. If ever there was a time to let those fingers fly.
Let those free fingers fly.
Yeah. I'll give you one finger.
All right.
I'll go one finger.
Come on. And it's kind of stiff. Okay, it's a little stiff.
It's a little stiff.
Shake it up a little bit. Give us some jazz, finger.
Oh, I feel like a teacher just waving.
I just got a scolding finger.
This is scold dance.
Jazz in your fingers.
What was that? The mom on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Yeah, that's my dance. The scold dance. What? What's up, everybody? You know what it is. You know, we turned up over here because we're so excited to be back together. Family reunion. Shaboy Lem Gonzalez, your illustrious host, never makes mistakes. You can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Next to me,
ladies and
gentlemen, Ashley on camera, a.k.a. Ashley Chaney.
God, I love it when he intros me. Hi, everybody. How are you? It's very good to be here with our full panel in a full effect. If you want to talk to me online, quietly now that the music's out, do it online. Find me online at Ashley on camera. There it is. Thanks, everybody.
And, you know, she's back with us. Super excited to have her, as always. Her and Frank double tag me all the time. But it's all good. Robin McSweeney.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the intro or whatnot. But hey, everyone. It's Robin with the V here. Limping. I hobbled up in the studio so I could be with my fam bam. Really happy to be here. You can find me at BStaysBusy.
Yeah, and we have a special guest today. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about Frank Brown.
It's all good. Always available for all your double tagging needs.
You got that.
That's right.
Never make mistakes.
Never. I follow my Twitter and Instagram and have to go Jackie. Double tag.
See, I'm going to come up with, like, at the end of the show, I'm going to come up with all my, what do they call them, euphemisms?
Bloopers?
Bloopers.
Wow.
Some of us have been compiling already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
We do have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited to have this brother with us because he has been one of my favorites on the show. And I actually met him in person, so he was real cool in person. Ladies and gentlemen, calling us all the way from the East Coast, Millie from Philly. What's up, Millie?
Yes. What's up? What up, y'all?
Millie from Philly. How's it going?
Oh, man, you already know I'm chilling, you know, working every day, cooking food every day.
Yeah, yeah. What, let me see. So it's like 11, almost 11:30 there, yeah?
Yeah. It's 11:15 right now. Man, okay. That don't even matter, man. I'll be up all day, every day.
Millie, he gets it in. The beard. I love it.
Yeah, you already know.
So we're just going to get right into it, Millie. I will say this has probably been one of the most emotional exits that I've seen from a person to happen. I know you usually kind of break down from the top to the bottom, but I want to get down to that elimination because it was really powerful, and especially what Chef Ramsay did for you, which I had never, I mean, I've seen him, you know, say he can come and, you know, go to school, but to actually bring you to his restaurant in the UK, that's huge. Mm-hmm. That is like huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like it's a testament to who you are as a person. Let's go back to that moment. Like, what was that for you?
No, that is crazy because, like, when you think about it, like, there's so many chefs in America. Now I'm going to be, like, one of the chefs that went there and that I actually got to learn and came and come back. So just to put that in perspective is just crazy. So he know that I just need that extra little bit. Like, I just need that extra little bit. And once I get that extra little bit, it's like it's no holds barred because every little thing that he teach me or he see me do, like I turn it up. So he know if I go over there and I get that lesson, like I'm just going to turn up from there. So he know what it is.
That's what's up. Now, did you already go and do that stint in the UK?
No, not yet. Not yet. But I'm looking forward to it like big time.
Millie,
when I say I'm looking forward.
Take my advice, man. Do not go in the winter. It is freezing over there. Try and go in the spring or the summer.
He's already in Philadelphia.
I'm going to go in the summer. I'm going to go in the summer for sure, Because I heard it turn up over there, too. So, of course, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to get my learn on, and I'm going to turn up.
Yeah, them Brits, they get down.
But that is very amazing that you're basically, you can say you're an understudy at that point, besides just saying, yeah, I was on the show.
No, yeah, for sure. And that's why I say, like, just knowing him and knowing, you know, Chef Christina and, like, knowing them is being around them. I'm always an understudy. I listen to them all the time. That's all I do is listen to them. And they teach me stuff all the time. So just not going over there, but just, you know, going to Vegas or, you know, doing the Hell's Kitchen takeovers that we do when we're around each other, it's always a learning experience when we all get together.
Because
at the end of the day, I hope people don't think, you know, that we like some TV chefs because, you know, Megan and me and Michelle and Nick, like, we can really get down in the kitchen.
I believe it.
Like burn.
I believe it. I believe it.
Did this take you completely by surprise, Millie, or did you feel you and Chef Ramsay had kind of connected at least on a culinary level during your time at Hell's Kitchen that an offer like this did not seem completely out of left field?
No. Before he even said that, I feel as though Ramsay just wanted the best out of me. He wanted to see me, you know, obtain the best. He wanted me to, you know, do the best that he want the best for me. So when he said that, it's just more of, all right, cool, this is the next step. That's just what it is. Like, all right, Ramsay said this is the next step, this is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna just keep, you know, chasing the dream because, you know, at the end of the day I'm 38 years old and, you know, I got so much more to learn. So if this the next step of learning, going to Chelsea, and then what's the next step after that? What do you got for me next? So I'm just gonna keep on riding.
Absolutely.
Right. He's got some patience. Because for me, if I'd been Millie, I would have walked out of Hell's Kitchen, did my little exit interview, and then I said, take me to the airport, please. I'm flying back to the UK.
I want to make sure this works.
Yes, I'm going right
now.
No.
And as I say, it's already an honor. Like, it's already an honor. I'm a long time, you know, like, I'm a long time line cook that, you know, like, worked. I've done, like, special things in restaurants, you know, as a line cook or as an inside expo. And, you know, like, made the most money with no comps. Like, I've done those special things. So now it's just time for me to, like, teach people how to do those special things. And that's just where the chef part come in there. So I just need to learn, you know, certain things so that way I can teach, you know, everything the correct way. And that's all. And Ramsay, that's what everybody want. They want me to be able to teach people what the fuck I'm doing back there on the line. So I just got to get the lesson.
For sure.
For our young listeners at home, there will be profanity on this program. Please.
Well, I'm sorry.
No. Usually it's from Ashley. So
it's
all right.
Usually from me. Thanks for taking it.
Special guest holding it down in the profanity section. We love it. Let's go to the top of the episode. So the chefs come in. You guys come in this the restaurant or Hell's Kitchen is kind of themed with the holiday season celebration,
which threw me a little bit, right? Yeah. Because I'm like, wait a second.
Well, and then the other thing that was funny, because normally, obviously, we know it tapes at a different time.
Right,
so
right.
It's not the holidays right now.
But it was like truly the holidays for them when you guys were shooting, right?
Was it? I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
Not really.
Where did the holidays come from? It wasn't the holidays for the viewers. It wasn't the holidays for you guys.
It was a costume party.
Yeah, it was
the theme party.
He's like, it was holidays, according to Fox.
Fox said it was the holidays.
They wanted to gift them with something so bad that they figured that was the best.
We donned this holiday Hell's Christmas.
Right, basically.
Billy, does production come out and give you a heads up? Say, hey, when you guys come out, you're going to see a bunch of Christmas decorations. Don't act like what the hell's going on here. Act like you know it's Christmas.
No, that's the one thing about Hell's Kitchen. Even like Michelle, she watched every season of Hell's Kitchen. When she got there, she even got confused. We only there a little bit of time, and we'll get to the point where we don't know what day it is.
Like right.
Like it's so fast and it's moving so fast that they're really good at, you know, making sure that we're in our P's and Q's and we don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean, what's going on ever.
Word. So you guys come out there, and then at some point, always mm-hmm. during the Black Jacket season, the families come, and this was the episode for that. So the families get to come out, and you had your girlfriend, Natisha, and your son, Pepper came through. Super cute.
I was hoping Pepper would be awake tonight so we could get a little Pepper. Yeah. A little Pepper. No,
Pepper is a grown up. Pepper needs to go to sleep. Pepper is something else. No, Pepper is amazing. He Pepper's been eating regular food since he was about 6 months. Oh, wow. Ever since the baby food became nasty, and then I tasted it, and then I was like, "Oh, it is nasty." So you know, like, so I couldn't do it. Pepper's amazing. You know, big energy, big kid. You know, like I'm a big guy, but he's a big kid, and everybody loves Pepper. They call him King Pepper at daycare.
Oh wow, King Pepper.
Pepper.
He's King over Pepper, there eating broccoli, Rob, and sea bass, and like eating all the good stuff.
Pepper eats regular. He eats regular. Like he's fit in. You know, like when you go to the market and then you shop, you get the portions. Like you know, so he gets a piece of fish. He uh-huh. gets a piece of this. So yeah, he's already fit into the dinner.
Oh, wow.
And he's 20 months now. He's fit into the dinner.
Period. I hope you have a good savings account, buddy. Because that's young. That's young to start feeding him real food.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he is. And that's why he really knows, like, what he wants to eat, what he likes to eat. It's fun. Like, he runs to the little kitchenette set in daycare and stuff like that. It's like really like trippy. It's really trippy.
Little chef. And his pal is going to take after his dad, too.
Right.
Mm. Oh, man. I hope you start out young.
Absolutely. So, these chefs, you all get presents. And basically, they're ingredients, and you have to make a dish of those, and it has to be holiday themed. And so, you decided to make 5 things, which seemed really ambitious. What was your thought process there?
That's what everybody do during the holidays. We make a bunch. Everybody make a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Like we live, so let's keep it real.
Yeah.
So I've been to restaurants, you know, for holidays, and you know, some of the dishes that the chefs did. I'm not even sure I've seen those at restaurants on holidays. Like, so it's always like more of a buffet or like a smorgasbord of, you know, different things. And then it's like, families come together on the holidays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would really love to go to, one of their, you know, holiday parties and have one of those dishes. But at the end of the day, we have, you know, we have lobster tail, we got seafood mac. Oh man, listen, we do this one thing, right? Where we take the turkeys, the turkey fryer, and we deep fry ducks in the turkey fryer. Ooh. And then deep fry the turkeys.
I'm coming to your place for Christmas.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I'll be right there.
You understand me?
Exactly. Sometimes it's so much, you know, it's very good, you know, drinks and top shelf drinks, and then like very good food. We almost forget the vegetables and we forget the dessert. Like literally, so you know, we have a lot of fun with our food during the holidays, and then when I'm asked to do something, I actually do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, you know, if I'm asked to do some fufu on a plate, I'm gonna do fufu on a plate. But if I'm asked to do a holiday plate, I'm gonna do a holiday plate.
That's so you basically just wanted to replicate what the holiday was for you, and so
yeah,
that
for
meant
sure, for sure.
that meant a lot
sure.
of food.
Yeah, no, for sure, and that's what we do. Like, we all pile on. Like, and everybody, they call it the cheat day. You know, they get to have their favorites that day. You know, like I said, it's a family thing. Like, such and such bought the lasagna, such and such bought this, such and such bought that. You know, we get to eat it that one time a year. We have drunk. We think it's good. So, you know, it's a great time.
Word. So that's the route you went. And then, of course, as far as who got the taste was the family members.
That was funny.
That was
funny. Because, like, you're not supposed to say anything, and then you hear people, you know,
then your loved
like
one starts talking smack about the
about
dish,
your
like,
food. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your girl, man, Natisha, was the food critic. She had issues with
everything.
Right. But it's cool. But
she didn't want to make anybody's feelings.
But it's okay. Like, It was like she would make a mark about something but and then be like, good. But it's cool. It tastes good. It's dry, but I'll eat it.
It's got
like,
flavor.
Yeah. No, that was
horrible.
That was considerate. Oh, but yeah. she had to know what you would cook. I feel like, oh, she's like looking out for you. Because she had to have known when your plate came out that that was your dish.
She know?
Lobster mac.
For sure. But we got, you got to keep it a bean. You got to keep it a bean on everything. You see what I'm saying? So
what
if she
that
kept
mean?
It a bean, and then I listen. When it comes to food and her, like that's like oil and water. Like it's really like no emulsification. There's no nothing. Like like she like that's not her forte at all.
Right.
So once I seen that they were going to be judging, I knew it was going to be a disaster.
Hilarious. Hey, Millie, do us a favor. Just make sure you keep so we can keep your face in the frame.
Yeah.
It's all good. All right. So let's go online. So we had Michelle who made the venison, and of course, you know, your girl commented, and her sister said that it was too rare.
Yeah.
The issue with that. Nick made a filet. Some of the comments about that was salty.
Mm-hmm.
That it was salty. Benjamin made the salmon. I can't remember who, as we said, the colors were weird.
That was his wife. Like, the colors were weird on this one.
The colors were weird.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And that it was dry. And then, of course, with your lobster, a negative comment that you got was that it was messy. All right, we see his hand.
We're seeing your hand there. Those are the hands, you guys. Those are the hands of an all-star chef.
Right.
Thank you for that close-up.
This other arm got to be, like, super strong. Like, you got to hold
it
after a while.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. So there ended up being a tie between the venison and the salmon, and then Benjamin ended up winning. Did you feel, on that particular challenge, did you feel robbed, or did you feel that Benjamin was justified in winning with his dish?
No. I think if we were going to go foo-foo holiday dish, Benjamin should have won.
Okay.
But if we were going to go actually like what actually happens during the holidays, I think
you should have won. Okay.
But I mean because that's the thing about it. Like sometimes I get caught up with with keeping it real. You see what I'm saying? And not like, all right, well, I'm going to cook this, like, real fufu dish, you know, for Chef Ramsay. Like, I'm not cooking a fufu dish for Chef Ramsay. I'm just going to, you know, cook a holiday meal. So, like, that's, like, sometimes, you know, I get caught up and, you know, I just keep it real. But then, like, sometimes in a setting, not like that, like, Megan or Gordon or Christine, they'll just let me know, like, no, it got to be more foo-foo, and this is the direction we're going.
Right.
And then they're cool, too, because they got the experience, and they let me know. And then that's the route I go, and then I turn up, you know, now I know the next time if we're doing a holiday dish, all right, let's go foo-foo.
Let's go foo-foo. Word. It seemed like after when Ben got to go kick it with Chef Ramsay in his Ferrari.
For like five minutes.
Yeah. Well, editing. But he did think he was going to eat dinner or lunch with him. And he was like, all right, bye. Here's your family.
See ya. He was so sad.
He was like, I don't want to see my family.
Yeah,
like,
the look on his face. Yeah. Was like,
he was disappointed.
He was mad.
Yeah, saw him twice already, yes, actually.
Gave him hugs, kisses, and I love him. Like,
so I really wanted to say, because he was like, it was almost like when he was getting ready, he was like, Chef Ramsay. He's like,
I'm going to get some shirt should I wear?
Yeah, and he's just like.
I think Ben would have rather had lunch with Chef Ramsay, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was like, I think I have a crush on him or something.
He did say something.
That was funny. You seem to have some trouble.
Yeah. I think Ben would rather have.
So give us a scoop, Emily. When he gets back to Hell's Kitchen, he says, "All right, Ramsay drove me to lunch, but then he abandoned me to my family." Is he mad about it, or is he like, "It was fine"?
Listen, he loves him some Chef Ramsay. it'd be funny sometimes, like because you know I met Chef Ramsay, and then I respect him, and then he showed me, like, on the line that he know how to cook, and he great and all that, but I think some of them, you know, like, they watch so much TV on Chef Ramsay that it's like they see, like, this TV star, like, they see, like John Travolta or somebody, like, so, like, when I see him, you know, I just see Chef, but when they see him, it's like, it's an honor, like, to be in this presence. And I'm looking like, what about me? It's an honor to be in my presence. Right?
What about my presence?
Oh my gosh. So, hilarious. Millie, for you, what was it about when you first meet Chef Ramsay? What did he do on the line to kind of make you think, like, whoa, all right, I got to really pay attention because this guy has something to teach me?
No, yeah, the first time he ran over to the station and it was so important and he pulled the metal spoon out of the cream spinach and he said the metal spoon was going to do something with the cream and make it tardy, right. So you got to use a wooden spoon, and he did it so fast. Like, taught somebody how to do it and then ran back over and then continued doing what he was doing. And I was like, wow, it's like that important. Like, and then from there on, everything was just that important.
Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Did you really have trouble washing the car there, or was that just blown out of proportion? Because it seemed like they were said you were leaving streaks. Nick was mad at you when you guys were washing during the punishment. Like, and you were doing the whole wax on, wax off, Mr. Miyagi on the windows.
But there were, like, still spots on the windows.
Right.
I was doing the best I could.
That's the best answer. That's the best answer you can do.
I don't even know what profession that's called. Like, what is it? A professional car washman?
Washman. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a professional car washman.
Not a professional at that. Yeah. I actually... That was the second time I had to wash those trucks, or I had to do that on season 14.
Uh-huh.
And one time, I think I was like 27, I went outside, I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to wash my car. I got the front fender done, and that was it.
Oh, so, wow.
So yeah, now you're forte.
That's something that I really like to do.
Who's checking the work on those? Like, who's coming around and being like, no. Like, are there people checking your work, or can you just kind of, yeah, I cleaned
no,
it.
No, it's Nick. Nick is the boss.
All right. Nick is quality control. Nick is quality control.
Go, Nick. Watch
the hilarious. So let's get into dinner service. On this particular episode, this is the one where the chefs take turns in the past.
Stressing me out.
Super stressful.
Very stressful because, interestingly enough, it seems like it's usually when it's three chefs. So this time it was with four chefs. So I feel like they kind of did it different this particular time. But everyone took turns running the pass. And then there was what we saw. There was two quality control tests that were done with each chef. And then no one got both right.
No.
Yeah, so it seemed like it was really difficult. Benjamin, he was first. He passes his first test, and it was a difference between spaghetti and fettuccine. Mm-hmm. But then he fails the second one with the carrots and the squash. I mean, obviously I'm not a chef, but it just seems like it's so, like, there's so much other stuff you're worrying about.
It's also
like that would be
thing.
Hard to really, and especially when he switches stuff out, you're like thinking like, okay, well, they cooked it and they brought it over.
And here it is, and let's go, because we got this other thing coming down the
you
line.
No, so
it's
fast.
Crazy. And it's crazy because that actually happens in restaurants. It happens in restaurants where the line cooks are upset that day, and then they're putting down like that exact same thing. Butternut squash puree when it's supposed to be carrot puree. And then you catch it, and then you be like, what's going on with you today? And literally, so that happens. It's just that now they're doing it at a fast pace, and they're trying to catch us up. But that actually happens in restaurants. So, you know.
You got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
So this is basically a challenge that's really beneficial for finding out someone that would be a good head chef.
Right. Yeah.
So for you, Millie.
Yeah, for sure. It's literally like Peyton Manning. You got to do all of these, like, different little audibles, and, you know, you got to watch everything. And you can be in the kitchen and watch two or three chefs literally work the line, and one chef actually be better than the other one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When it's your turn, are you beforehand, you're like, man, I got this in the bag. And then you get up there and you realize, oh, man, this is a lot more intense than I was thinking?
No. I mean, like I said, it happens in restaurants. So, you know, it's Hell's Kitchen. I tell everybody, Hell's Kitchen is like the craziest pressure, the craziest pace. Like, you'll never be under that much pressure for 50 covers in your life. Mm. So it's just crazy.
Well, how did this service feel compared to season 14? Because you did this season 14 as well, right? You got to man the pass at 14. So did you feel more in control this time around, or was it just as freaking stressful?
No. It was stressful, but I had, you know, this whole season I was in, you know, I was just in a whole different place. You know, I'm chef. I was chef. I have been chef, you know, leading up to this time. Before I was just practicing, this time I actually, you know, I know what's right and what's wrong, you know, a lot of the times. So I just was more comfortable. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's pressure. Like, perfect is pressure.
Mm. With this, Millie, would you describe this whole season? Was it easier than season 14, or the fact that it was an all-star season and you're playing up against people that are also returning make it that much harder?
Actually, when coming in, I thought it was going to be that much harder. But then when Jared, you know, grabbed his finger and said, "I'm medic," and then he wasn't cut. It just took me back to season 14. Like, here we go.
It won't stop bleeding, Chef. It won't stop bleeding.
Like, once I seen that, and once, you know, like, you know, I love Man to the Death, you know, but, you know, like, and then, you know, like, just some of the Josh. I seen Josh. Like, so I'm just looking like, all right, well, at least, you know, I know for sure I'm in the top 10. Guaranteed.
I said guaranteed. All these people?
Guaranteed top 10.
Definitely top 10.
Oh, no, the first, I'm going to keep it real with you. Season 14,
yeah.
I thought everybody was actors. After the second service, I thought I was like, everybody's actors, and I'm just here to win.
Really? Oh, wow.
That's a different take.
That is.
Speaking of actors, and speaking of this last final service, why does Benjamin default to the Wee Chef? Did you guys notice that this service?
I heard it.
He does it all the time.
No, I know, but he does it when he's stressed. He does it when he's stressed or when he's under pressure. And I noticed it when he was at the pass again for this service. And I'm like, oh no, that must be his tick. It must come out when he's nervous or when he's freaked out.
I feel like he does it all the time.
Oh,
I got in here for a while.
Nobody understood the Wee Chef because it was nobody in the whole building that spoke French.
Nobody got it.
Like, Gordon is not French. What we're about? Not French. You're not French.
Who's French? Who's French over here? Why is this going on?
I you know, we just started associated with, you know, team. He's talking about the team, like we as a team.
Oh, W-E.
So,
that's, you know, hilarious. That is hilarious.
It was so funny, though.
That is hilarious. Speaking of your test, you seem like you got, I don't know if you're going to say gypped, but I've never seen a test or a challenge with the wrong ticket. Like, I've always seen, like, trying to spot, like, an ingredient.
They always come up there with somebody. Yeah,
I didn't, but not like that. I've seen the switch of the ingredients,
yeah,
like different purees or different meats, but
reading the ticket wrong thing, yeah, that happened on season 14. I seen that too. So that's a good one. That's a good thing because it happened to me the other day.
Yeah,
somebody said, you know, add crab fried rice. So then I added crab fried rice, but it was actually add a side of crab fried rice. So you got to be very specific. And that's one of my things that I teach servers. Be very specific on the ticket. You got to be very specific on the ticket.
Okay. But you did get the prawns versus lobster, which, you know, I think I could spot a prawn.
Oh, Lem. Big Lem wants to get in the kitchen. Oh, yeah. He wants to get in there. Yeah. Everybody look out. Let's get Lem in there.
No, but wait. Who was it that was clowning, though? It was, I think it was
Nick.
Nick was
mad-talking everybody.
He was, like, clowning. Like, I could do that. Like, that's nothing. Like, he was. I could see that from a mile away.
No, Nick, and that's why I say I'm going to keep it real with you. I don't know. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Keep it real.
Nick, hater. And I be trying to show Nick so much love, but Nick a hater, yo. Nick mad, yo. I don't know what it is. I really be having a lot of fun. Like, I'll be having a lot of fun, and, you know, in all the kitchens that I ever worked in, even when I see, like, Gordon and Wolfgang, they having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody having fun. And, you know, some people are, like, you know, so uptight. And, you know, nobody likes to work with those kind of people. That's why all my line cooks love working with me, because at the end of the day, once we get done the work, we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely.
For Chef Christine, when she's doing the sabotage.
Oh, and.
Yeah. And when they get called out, I like the way that she just does. It's a super fast apology, but her head's down. Yeah. And she's constantly cooking. She doesn't dwell on it.
Well, right. No, but she does those intentionally. She
yeah,
does.
Intentionally. But, yeah, but she really doesn't
yeah.
care.
Yeah. No. She's, like, she's like, oh yeah, yeah, you gotta check
that. My bad. That won't happen again until next 5 minutes.
I'm like, does nobody see that? Does nobody see that they're like switching stuff around? I'd be watching those efforts like a
how
hawk.
Can you watch them when there's so much in front of you that you have to watch?
It's moving so fast. Like everything is moving so fast. Gordon Ramsay yelling in your ear, Marino calling your name, like
it's so much fun. Like, and you see some of those switches.
Then you're looking for everything. Like you look at it's 15 ingredients on the plate and one of them wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh. So you try to spot it.
And you see those switch ups happen right behind the wall.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he gets the skillet and literally on the way.
That's the one that was like, wow.
It was sturdy. So smooth. Yeah. It was so smooth. Like there's no way we would have caught that.
Right.
We would have been too freaked out. Like
absolutely.
I think you could put it in front of my face and I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. The pressure is crazy.
Let me take a bite.
Cameron on season 14, he was crying one night in the dorm.
Lem's like, yeah. Whoops. Sorry, Cameron.
That's too bad for you, Cameron. Man, one of those was
people. And that's why I say people thought I was crying on the show. Like, people always say, Chef Millie was crying. No. Cameron was crying.
Cameron was on one.
I want to go home.
Let's get into this deliberation. You guys are obviously, it was kind of hard because it's four people, right? And you're supposed to pick someone who you want to go up against or, you know, in the finale. All three of you picked Nick. And then you guys kind of seemed like, according to editing, that you guys kind of went in on Michelle a little bit. Did that happen as it was played out, or was that kind of fluffed up a little bit?
No. I'm going to keep it real with you. Everybody wanted to go against Nick. Mm-hmm. Nick was the most well-rounded out of all four of us, like, throughout the whole show. Like, he had the best that we felt as though, like, throughout the whole show. So that's why everybody actually picked Nick. Michelle always has flashes of greatness. Like, we can't never say Michelle doesn't have flashes of greatness. And, you know, Ben is, you know, Ben, so nobody really wanted to go up against Ben.
That does not sound like high praise. Ben is Ben. Ben is
I don't know what that means.
Ben. Well, it means that he's
you
just
know,
Ben.
I don't know.
Yeah. If I was him, I would go by Benjamin. I would be Benjamin, not just Ben.
Well, I guess that's interesting, Millie, because I feel like, I was rooting for Benjamin at the beginning of the season all the way to now, but I also feel like I haven't seen a lot of Benjamin this season in terms of, like, being like blowing everybody away in the kitchen. Is how in terms of just on a culinary skill level, how is he in the kitchen?
No, I ain't gonna lie. Here and then the stuff that he put on the plate, it is, you know, like technically, like it is amazing. Like it's amazing, it's futuristic, very technical, blah blah blah. But
blah blah blah.
He speaks French. Come on.
Yeah. At the end of the day it'll be blah blah blah, like blah blah blah. So you got to be in that genre, like of wanting. I don't even know. Like, wanting Benjamin's food is like, you know, like I don't know. Like, do I want to be that adventurous?
Oh, I love Billy. Billy's the man.
Billy from Philly.
So it gets obviously down to the end, and you know, you guys
that was crazy.
Unless I missed it. Did when he was going down the line? Obviously, you all picked Nick. Who I didn't see who Michelle picked.
Did she pick? Like, he just started asking everybody why.
Did she pick someone
here
that she wanted to go against? Because I didn't remember seeing that.
Michelle was like the leader.
Yeah, because she was like her boy Nick. Yeah.
Okay, so she picked Nick also.
Yeah, she said Nick.
Yeah.
Who did Nick pick?
Michelle, probably.
Michelle.
Yeah. That face.
Right.
He's like, who you think?
Come on.
Who you think, Michelle? Listen, I'm talking about. I'm talking about they are friends to the end.
That's oh, good. Wow. That's cute. Wow. That's cute, yeah, no, you guys.
It,
no,
it is. It's really cute. It's
super cute.
It's really cute.
Your
really
face says you're so here for
like
it.
Me too. But, you know, when it's time to cook food in the kitchen, like,
right.
You know, you can't be friends.
Absolutely.
Well, Millie, I want to ask, but the first thing that you thought when you got eliminated and you walk outside the restaurant, did you say, all right, I'm on the streets. I better keep an eye out for Robin because she's coming for me.
Oh my goodness, oh, Robin Lord. Is scary. Robin, listen, Robin, 100%. Robin keeps a rock on a string. That's a weapon.
Oh, a crystal. Yeah,
he said that's a weapon.
That's 100% a weapon. Her hairstyle is a weapon.
So, Robin's, you know, a big fan of the show, so
it's already like 2-1. So I want no problem with Robin.
No problem, Robin.
Smart answer.
Well, Millie, I really appreciate you joining us tonight and staying up late and talking with us. You've been a pleasure, yeah. And it's not the last that we're going to see you, because obviously in the finale you come back, mm-hmm. And you're on. It looks like the red team. Did I see the red team jacket?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Wow, y'all seen that? Are you what?
No, previews. It's just the previews. They show previews. We haven't seen anything. But you know what?
He's like, wait, what's going on?
So y'all well connected.
What I did see, though, which I'm not going to let you off the hook for this episode, is that you're like, no, I wasn't crying. I think I saw some crying in this episode, Mr. Millie. You actually got me all choked up. Like, I cried when when Pepper came out and you started crying. I was like, why am I crying? You're not crying. I'm not crying. You are.
I'm telling you, I was with Pepper every day of his life, like every day. Mm-hmm. Like every day until I went to the show. It was crazy.
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, boy. Man. Okay, well, it was still tears is tears.
Got me
we synced them.
Millie, before we let you go, let the people know where they can find you on social media so they can stay up with you.
Oh, man, it's Chef Millie everywhere. Chef Millie on Instagram, Chef Millie on Twitter, Chef Millie on Facebook, Chef Millie at Gmail. You know, just Google Chef Millie. Chef Millie on YouTube, too. Word. Chef Millie on YouTube. I got a $110 burger on there. But
Chef Millie was
trying
Millie.
To end a call that was coming through. That's what that was. I heard
what it was. Yeah.
This
good.
Was his first time on Skype today. So
yes,
so
it was.
Let's yes. Good job.
Staying connected in 2018. Right, stepping right. Your game up.
You saw that palm a lot, yeah. But it's all good.
I felt we didn't get a chance to get that restaurant though for you to go out there and get that free meal.
You know what?
You know how Lim does.
Yeah,
you know what? Why are you hating?
Well, you did say y'all have met before. How did you guys meet the first time?
Well, he came down here.
Oh, he came down here
for a Hell's Kitchen event, and I was there.
You were there.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, y'all both said yes. So yeah. Will we be seeing you in the finale?
No.
Okay.
Why you gotta ask it like that?
Because that's what you stay doing. No, you stay know at what? The finale event.
I should. You heard him say, "Well connected." We need to be well connected for shows
yeah,
that we
cover. Yeah, we need to be.
We, not the friends we need, but the team we. Not the friends we need.
You act like you've never done anything.
I haven't. I don't get out anywhere.
We get excluded.
Excluded.
I send
all
pictures.
Day, every day.
I send pictures. I send text messages.
You know what? Actually, no pictures or texts from your Adventure in Hell's Kitchen in Vegas.
Yeah,
I didn't go yet.
I thought you said
this
you
weekend.
Well, where
this
were you for your birthday?
It's literally this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, we still didn't get an invite.
No.
But,
okay.
That's
anyway.
So weird. I didn't hear anything. No.
So, let's
oh, yeah,
get
back to those notes. Yeah, let's get let's talk about the
go ahead. Scroll up, honey. Scroll up.
Can I,
Jesus, take the wheel.
Can we have predictions, please? Please help me. Save me.
Now, you're after
TV. First off, have you already reached out to Christine to set you up at Hell's Kitchen?
No, Frank.
When's that text going out?
You know what? First of all, you act like I got Christine. I mean, I have her number, but that's besides the point. That's besides the point, okay?
Late night text.
Anyway,
Nobody's picking on you.
We gotta finish the show.
Double tagging.
Double tag. Right. All right. So we got the last two, I just want to know. Actually, last three. Excuse me, because
yeah,
he kept three.
Just a change up.
Right. Changed it up.
I was waiting to see if he was gonna offer Michelle. the same situation. UK. I was like, that's so
glad they let her stay.
So, I mean, it's still, I mean, it's a 2-hour finale, so it's still going to be top two. Because when he said three, I was like, wait a second, I was going to do that. But it looks like it's going to be kind of a twofold finale where they're going to battle out to get the last two.
So then I also feel like then it's so like lame to throw it like this because it's like, it's not really
the finale. Right, yeah, right. When I saw that, I was just like, oh, come on, guys. Come on, guys. I mean, good. I mean, 17 seasons, they're trying to switch things up. I mean, you can only do so much. So I appreciate the effort, concerted effort.
But it also made me think, like, would it have been cool for an All-Star season to really have three dining services going on at the same time? That would have been pretty cool.
I don't think that they would be able to do that.
That'd be certainly not at that location. They'd have to figure something else
They'd have to do, and cost more money or, you know, production would go
nuts.
It would
have been cool.
It would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? So Nick, Benjamin, Michelle is left over. I'm just curious who you think's taking everything, Frank?
Taking everything. We're going for the whole
shebang.
I mean, you know, I've been with Benjamin the whole time, so I guess, you know, he's my down dog.
Silent horse.
I gotta go.
Silent horse.
These
are all
said bottom dog.
Oh, bottom dog.
Get it right if you're gonna talk smack about me. If you're gonna come for me, you better say it correctly. Inaccurate information. Right. None of my people made it, so I think I'm rolling with, I want to say Michelle, but I'm rolling with Nick. Something's telling me Nick. Mm-hmm. I would love for it to be Michelle because, you know, girl power.
Girl power.
Well, I don't know. This is not the girl power
side. I don't know.
But
yeah. I don't know.
And she's the youngest.
No, everybody relax.
That's just throwing gang signs over here.
This is a family.
It's the female on the bathroom symbol. I was trying to do the bathroom symbol.
You know, throwing up gang signs, throwing up her set.
But
I think it might be Nick, though.
Set Beverly Hills, not into it all.
You rubbed off on her.
Excuse me, she came in like this. What do you mean, rubbed off on her?
Over the
anyway,
of, you know, the
no.
Bring it back,
that
Len.
Is not
bring
true.
It back. Reel us in. Okay, you want mine? You want mine? I'm gonna go for. Michelle's been my recent silent horse. I'm going for Michelle to take it all. But I think the top two are gonna be Nick and Michelle.
Okay. Interesting.
But I don't like to be locked into that because it could also be Benjamin and Michelle. So I don't want to be locked into anybody.
No prediction.
It's really Michelle's taking it all. But
what about you, Lim?
Yeah. You know, this was a great episode to kind of point out because it was only the four of them, so I was able to focus on that. And I was very interested in the fact that, intrigued that they all counted Nick as like the top dog. Collectively, because usually it's kind of like, oh, well, I think you or da 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 da. So, and Nick has been strong. You know, he's been probably one of the most consistent. I actually thought Michelle had also been very consistent, but this last service, she like really
did. It was
didn't
weird.
Do well.
I really thought she was sabotaging stuff.
I was like, she just was not doing good. She wasn't on
everybody
her game.
Has an off day.
Right. Right. I mean, but having it late. Season. But having it late. And two, when I thought it was going to be two people going home, I thought she was going to go home. Like, it was going to be Millie, and it was going to be her. And then the last two was going to be Nick and Benjamin. So, but as far as taking the whole thing, based on what I've seen, you know, the last few episodes, I think Nick? I think Nick's going to take it all.
That would
I
be
really
a,
think.
A sweet thing because he was our very first guest.
He was.
Our very first
he was,
guest
with
on
Josh.
This show,
yes.
Here on After Buzz.
Yes. And hopefully we get him again.
I don't know how Millie's handling it. Not going over. I mean, I'd be asking a bazillion questions. Like,
not
when,
going
where can I go?
Oh, yeah. Going to the UK?
Yep.
Yeah. Can I fly
go?
First
can
class?
Go? Where do I go?
Oh,
where
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he's been sending
oh, sure.
emails.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, I'm sure.
And I can't
very
see
inquisitive
like
being.
It not being, not happening. Like, if he says it's going to happen,
no,
it's going to
happen. Production, they just wait till it shows, it airs, and then they're probably already going to start reaching out.
And I feel like that's probably what it is. It's like waiting for the show to air, because if he just ended up in the UK just out of nowhere and then he's still on the show,
it has
it's like,
to be
wait,
revealed.
What are you doing here?
Because the whole time they're going to definitely try and do some kind of social media coverage,
sure,
you know, all that kind of reveal.
Sure. So, I mean, it makes sense why he hasn't gone there yet. But yeah, I think Nick's going to take it. I think the top two. I think Michelle's going to, based on her service this last time, I think she's going to get cut.
What? That's not where I thought you were going with that. I know you were like, yeah. What?
I think Benjamin.
You think she's going to be the first to get cut?
First to get cut, and it's going to be Benjamin,
exactly. Oh, okay. And then Nick.
So yes.
You don't like females? That's okay. That's fine.
Wow.
She's strong. She's a great chef.
She is strong. But honestly, I think in this particular case, and maybe even when the last season she was on, I think her age. I think her lack of, and when I say age, just lack of experience. I think Nick and Benjamin have more experience. And I feel like, Nick has held his composure, all the way.
I feel like
Benjamin, he gets a little frazzled. But I think that when it comes down to it with her, I think she gets more frazzled. And I think that has to do, again, with her lack of experience. Hmm. So
I think that's fair.
I think that it's going to be the one that's going to take her under. But we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, finale is next week. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's going down.
So you're saying everybody should follow you on social media this weekend, though, because you'll be giving a lot of exclusives over there at Hell's Kitchen in Vegas?
Right.
Well, first of all, I hope that I can go. Right. It's not set in stone.
Okay, but if you can't go, then you need to reach out to your fellow panel men.
Well,
yeah. Why couldn't you go?
Well, I have connections, but I don't got many connections.
Oh, I thought you meant if you're
going to like one of the Gordon Ramsay's right hand people.
Not like that. Shut up, Frank. I'm just saying. It's we'll see. It's like the 6 month waiting list right now. From what I understand, since it opened, it's been like crazy. Like they've been busy.
Do they know who you are?
Yeah, they do.
Somebody better let them know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let them know.
I'm going to call my people.
Talk it all down with them.
People are going to talk it all down.
Talk it down.
But if I do go, I'm going to let you guys know and enjoy the pictures.
Sure you will.
Yeah.
Great.
Group chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all of those in the live chat. Shout out to our special guest, Millie.
Millie from Philly.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Make sure you tune in next week for the finale. It's going to be amazing. We are going to work on having a number of guests for our finale because we got to do it right.
It's also our season.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint on all social media platforms. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Check it out because it's cracking. Ashley, where you
at? Cracking. Everybody, thanks so much for watching. If you want to talk to me, find me online at Ashley on Camera. We'll talk there.
Bye, guys. Amelie. It was really nice having Amelie. Thanks for watching, everybody. Robin with the V signing out. You can find me at B Stays Bizay.
Hey. I'm Frank Brand. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie. Double tagging.
Double tagging.
Probably your double tagging me.
Anyway, until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.